Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Renegade Revolution Radio. And today I want to continue our Matrix series where we're talking about traps of the Matrix. And right now we are into the 5D traps. And one of the most common traps of the Matrix that I have fallen into myself, I want to tell you that some of these traps that I talk about, people reach out and they're like, wow, why didn't I see that? How could I not see that? And I just want you to know that this is the journey for many of us. You know, I've fallen into many of these traps. That's why I see them so clearly, you know, like nobody is immune from falling into these traps. They're very clever. They're very deceptive. Some of them, especially now that we're getting into the 5D, are extremely elusive. So please, like, no guilt, shame, blame, okay, when it comes to these kinds of things, because this can happen to anyone and it does happen to the best of us. So I just wanted to say that before we continue. So please know that I'm sharing many of these from a place of experience, as we'll get into today on this episode. But today I would like to talk about one of the most common traps that I see, and a trap that, unfortunately, if we fall into it, it really can hinder, if not stop, our spiritual growth, our consciousness evolution, because it does exactly what it's supposed to do, which is trap us and keep us stagnant or stuck, right, in our energy. And so I do feel like this is a very important one that we need to talk to. So we are talking about spiritual bypassing. Now, the best way for me to explain this is to talk about a story of what happened when I fell into this trap. This term, spiritual bypassing, is not coined by me. It is actually coined years and years ago, probably back in the 80s, by a transpersonal psychotherapist named John Wellwood, okay, in his book, Toward a Psychology of Awakening. And he describes spiritual bypassing as a tendency to use spiritual explanations to avoid complex psychological issues. And I will go into my story because I think that's one of the best ways for me to really describe what this means to me. And when I do, you will see how prevalent this trap is in the 5D community, especially the 5D community, the ascension community, the good vibes only and good vibrations only, and the higher frequency community. Unfortunately, some of these people who I call the love and light crew, or the rainbows and butterflies crew, these are the ones really carrying out this spiritual bypassing trap. So let's dive into that, okay? When I was getting into my spiritual awakening, my most massive one, right? Like, I will say that I had a lot of miniature initiations throughout my life, and they really prepared me for the massive spiritual awakening that I went through. So when I went through my massive spiritual awakening years back, it started off obviously with a disillusionment, right? Like I became disillusioned with the life that I was living. And really, I would say de-illusion, because we're falling out of the illusion, right? We're coming into a true reality of like who we really are and the life we're really living, you know? Unfortunately, it is termed disillusionment, because I think sometimes when we come out of the illusion, it's shocking, you know, and it's not exactly fun. Listen to my Dark Night of the Soul episode for more on that, and the Who Am I Really episode, because I really go in detail about these types of things. But what happens is that we come out of the illusion that we've been living, and then it's depressing for a minute, you know, you hit a very low, you know. And when I hit that extremely low during my darkest night of the soul to date for this lifetime, I am a solutions driven person. I don't like to sit in things for too long, especially if I no longer see value in it, right? I have no problem sitting in the discomfort of emotions if I'm processing something and I realize I'm processing it. But if I'm just sitting in the discomfort of emotions and not moving forward, not really having any revelations about why I'm going through it, right? I'm starting to look for a solution. Like, what do I need to learn from this so I can move forward? You know, I don't want to sit in this for too long. And so what I did during that time is I hired about 3 or 4 different spiritual mentors all at the same time, which I don't recommend, because everyone has their own modality and it can really confuse you if you have so many people talking to you at once. But I've mastered this kind of, I guess, approach, because what I do is I just listen to 3 or 4 different people and I pick what I like and I leave what I don't like. And so it doesn't overwhelm me, but that's what I did during that time. And that's why I want to share the story with you, because it's funny, because out of all 4 of these spiritual mentors that I hired all at once, all of them were really into this spiritual bypassing, okay? And I didn't know it at the time because I didn't even know about this term back then. So I'm going to pick one just to focus on her. And by the way, all of these people, great people. Great people. I have nothing bad to say about all of these spiritual mentors. However, all of them had fallen into that spiritual bypassing trap. And I think that they could help people to a certain level. And then once you are evolving or growing spiritually in our time, and it's time to up level to the next step, right? I think they can't help you past that. So what I mean by that is all of these people are very good at helping you get out of the 3D matrix, right? Where you're like not self-hating and not judging yourself and being overly critical of yourself and the not enoughness and the not good enough and the not, you know, doing enough and all that, right? They can definitely help with that. They can help with scarcity mentality and getting out of poverty consciousness. And a lot of these love and light crew, they are really good at that kind of stuff. You know, they can help you with some positive affirmations that can help you get out of just the 3D matrix, right? But as anyone who is on this consciousness evolution journey knows, affirmations can only get you so far. It's a key and it's an important first step for sure, because it really helps you with that piece of like self-love, right? And through self-love, growth can definitely bloom and flourish, right? So I think that's what happens is to a lot of these mentors that have good intention and goodwill, right? Is that they don't realize that, yes, you can help some people to a certain level, but once they get beyond that level, it's really important for these mentors to say like, hey, listen, now it's time for you to graduate to the next level of your spiritual evolution, right? You can't stay with me forever doing affirmations and positive thoughts only, because that's really bypassing the importance of your journey, right? Because you really have to go deeper than that first level. So anyway, when this particular mentor that I'm talking about, that is actually indicative of all four of the mentors I talked to. And by the way, people always ask like, why a mentor, right? I am a huge advocate of doing a lot of the work yourself, doing the self work and the inner work and all of that yourself, because I really do feel that's when you really explore into the depths of who you really are. And you know that saying, know thyself, this is when you really learn who you are, learn what you're about, learn what you're into, what matters to you, what doesn't matter to you. So I really do feel that introspection and that taking time to really work on yourself by yourself is so important. And as with everything else in life, I also think sometimes calling in a mentor that you can trust to help you or to notice your blind spots, right? There's only so much you can do on your own. And then there comes a point where you're just like, I really need someone that's looking at this from a different perspective. You know, they're on the outside looking in, and sometimes they can see your blind spots better than you can, right? And then that's exactly what you need to be mirrored to you so that you can move forward. You know, we're not asking a mentor to do the work for you, transform you, or any of that stuff, because that's really handing your power off to others. And we also need to realize that sometimes having them mirror back to you what you need to see in case you can't see it is empowering, right? That's why I am a firm believer in mentors. And I also think that working sometimes with a mentor helps you take giant leaps, you know, like whether this is business and life and spirituality, whatever it is, definitely I'm all for people doing things themselves. And if there's a shortcut by using a mentor that can help you take a giant leap and like really help you propel forward, I'm all for it. Because if you know anything about me, you know, like I'm solutions driven and I'm like ready to go for it. So that's why I do believe that mentors can be helpful if you choose the right mentor and when you're ready for that, after you've gone through some time of really getting to know yourself, because there is a danger of getting a mentor and getting too many mentors at the beginning where you're first going through this, and then they can derail you from your track if you don't know yourself well enough, right? So introspection, and then we get some help, right? So back to the story, this mentor in particular that I was talking about, I reached out to her. She had a great reputation. I was letting her know about the dark night of the soul that I was experiencing and some of the emotions and the stories and just the things that were coming up during this time, like what I was becoming disillusioned with, right? At that time, it was realizing like that some of the parts of my life that I was living were not authentic to me, the true me, right? And so that's what I was going through. It was a very deep and dark night of the soul. And so when I reached out to this mentor, I told her how it felt during that time. I said, if you see me from the outside, it looks like all is good. But inside, I felt like I was dying, you know? And one of the mentors that I talk about, not this particular one, but a different one, recommended medication during that time. And this was a spiritual mentor. So right then I knew that that wasn't for me, because even back then I had a very holistic approach, you know, and I knew that I did not want to take any kind of medication because I felt like I was going through this for a reason. So I really wanted to understand what was going on a deeper level. So this other mentor that I'm talking about, we'll call her Kay. So Kay labeled herself as an energetic healer. Okay, I always recommend to side with the air of caution when someone calls themselves an energetic healer, because what I've found so far from people who have referred to themselves as energy healers is that sometimes what happens is that some of them are legit, like they really are an energy healer, and I'll get back to that, but most of them, many of them, are not what they say they are. It's a fraud, and you know, it's a gimmick, and you know, they prey on a lot of vulnerable people that are going through these dark nights of the soul, and so they come in with their, oh, I can do this and that for you, and really, even if it brings you a little bit of relief, I feel like it's more of a placebo effect, right, rather than a real energetic healer. Then you have some who are legit, you know, and they do know some of the modalities that actually can work to help heal or transmute certain energy. But the thing with those is that a lot of times what happens is that when you turn to someone like that, you're putting your power into them, and they're not really teaching you the skills that you need to heal yourself, right? Or to sit with the emotion yourself. Because a lot of times it's like part of healing is to allow the things that need to come up and surface. And then you acknowledge it. And then if you're guided internally to take a step towards it, then you take that step, right? Or sometimes all that needs to happen for healing to take place is just the awareness and the acknowledgement of it, right? So a lot of times this is stuff that you can technically do yourself. And some of the best healers, right, which I would actually call just guides, are the ones that can guide you through walking through that process, right, without actually doing the work for you or trying to tell you like, oh, they can heal you, you know? Because what happens is if you allow someone to do that healing for you and transmute that energy for you, and really it was something that you were meant to process, then it could be temporarily fixed, right? And I say fixed with air quotes, but then that whatever that is that you were meant to acknowledge is going to come back up later. And this, my friends, is the problem with spiritual bypassing as a whole, is that many of these energetic healers and these mentors and all of this stuff, they're into that new age group think. Okay. They are part of a crew of people. And the crazy part is like, this is nationwide, you know, it's not just, you know, limited to a certain area. I mean, if you look at the new age community and the new age movement and many of the new age books that have been published by publishers like Hay House and stuff like that, at the foundation, much of what they're saying is very similar. You know, it's an alignment at the foundational level. And this is the new age deception, you know, and they're all talking about the same thing, but maybe they use different language for it. You've probably heard it as getting into 5D or getting into a higher frequency or high vibrations and then staying there. They're in the positive vibes only, positive thoughts only, good vibes only. You can't think negative thoughts because that will lower your vibration, right? And this is what this mentor Kay was about. She was into positive thoughts, positive affirmations. If you thought anything negative, it will bring you down, right? It will lower your vibration. And if you lower your vibration, then you get out of spiritual alignment, right? And then you can't manifest all the beautiful things that you want to manifest in life. By the way, this mentor Kay was really into manifestation, and all of the things that she was teaching people to manifest were material wealth, right? Material objects. And it was nothing that was a deeper manifestation. So during this time that I was working with this mentor Kay, I was becoming enlightened on many things. Like I said, I was becoming disillusioned from the 3D matrix. But as I was doing that, I was evolving, you know, because the things that were keeping me trapped in the 3D were being dissolved. Because what was happening was that I was realizing all of the shadows and the things that were done in the dark and all of that in the 3D itself. And so as I was doing that, I was expanding my light, meaning I can have more truths being exposed to me because I could handle it at that point. So one of the things that was becoming more and more clear that I was starting to witness was some of the problems that we have in our communities with human trafficking, child sex trafficking. This is a major issue. I live in Houston. I lived closer to the actual city back then. And Houston is one of the main, you know, hubs of human trafficking in general, but definitely child sex trafficking. And this is not a local problem only. This is actually a problem that's prevalent in all of the world, really. That was something that I was starting to have awareness of. And so I brought that up in one of my sessions with my mentor, Kay, letting her know that, hey, listen, like I'm becoming informed and educated about child sex trafficking and human trafficking and getting involved with efforts to put a stop to this. Now, what's funny is that, like I said, I was working with four mentors and I mentioned this to two mentors and both of them said the exact same thing. They warned me that this would knock me out of my high frequency. They told me that I was getting caught in focusing on the negative. And when they both said that at two different times, I knew right then and there, first of all, I had to ditch all my mentors because the other two that I didn't even say this to, that was for a very good reason because I knew I couldn't bring something this in-depth to them, right? They were very surface level, all about manifestation and law of attraction, very surface, right? These other two I thought were a little bit deeper that I could bring this to them, but both of them were in the 5D trap of the spiritual bypassing where we only look at what's positive, right? We can't look at this negative stuff. And I put negative in air quotes. I didn't know back then that this was spiritual bypassing, but what I knew was that I couldn't work with anyone who was ignoring something that is a reality because they wanted to keep themselves in whatever this high vibration was, right? Back then, I didn't know about high vibe and frequency and all that, and I didn't really give a shit because to me, realistically thinking, right, I knew that, listen, I've been exposed or informed about a certain problem that's prevalent that is affecting humanity, right? And it's a huge wide-scale problem. And I want to acknowledge that. I don't want to pretend it doesn't exist because it's more comfortable, right? Because it keeps me in my high vibe. I knew that that didn't sit right with me. And so I knew that whatever they were going to mentor me about, right? Whatever they were trying to teach me about spirituality, it wasn't in alignment with who I am as a person because I don't ignore things that are done in the dark because it feels comfortable. So as I was coming out of that, all of this was revealed to me of the new age group think and the problem with this new age philosophy, right? Because it denies the truth of how things really are. These are the people preaching about all of these positive vibes while they're bypassing normal human emotions and denying the truth of how things really are. To me, it really felt like a spiritual junkie that is always chasing the next high. Like all of the things that you do in spirituality that make you feel good, right? They're chasing that feel good at all cost. And there's nothing wrong with following what feels good in life. I definitely am a firm believer in like doing things that we enjoy, like laughter and singing and painting and dancing and creating. You know, I love following what feels good. However, I'm also not going to ignore the reality of the things that come up, right? I'm not going to ignore that there's an injustice or that there's this prevalent problem on this planet or that there's this problem in my life, for example. You know, like if I were having a relationship that required me to really take some introspection to realize, is this relationship toxic? Do I need to let it go? You know, that is not negative. Awareness of reality, whether it's on a micro level, an individual level at your on your life, you know, on your personal life, or whether it is on a macro level where we're looking at the problems that exist in the 3D world, you know, that we live in. Either way, that's not negative to acknowledge it, right? To have awareness of it, to look at it. And I've never in my life had a problem or had an issue that I ignored that's gotten better. You know what I mean? Most of the time, the things that we ignore when we know it's an issue, right? There's a lot of things that I do ignore. Petty bullshit and drama and things of that nature, I don't get involved with. There's no good that can come out of that. However, when I have a legit issue in my life, whether it be a toxic relationship or a problem with my workplace, or whether it be a psychological issue from childhood that might be rearing its head every now and then, and I can tell that like, okay, I need to acknowledge this. Those types of things, I find that most of the time when we ignore them or we pretend that they don't exist, they grow bigger. You know what I mean? And a lot of times when we do that, it's still in our mind on a subconscious level, whether we want to on a conscious level say we're thinking about it or not, right? On a subconscious level, the things that are important that we are ignoring, they're still there. You know, they're buried. And a lot of times what happens is they're trapped. That energy gets trapped in our body, which is why some of us have like chronic pains in certain areas. You'll find that there are a lot of legit energy healers that can sense where you have stagnant energy. And then as you go inside within, right, through introspection or certain types of journeys, you know, within, you find what is causing that chronic pain. And it usually has to do with some type of inner child drama. Now there's past life stuff, but that's not what I'm talking about here. But most of the time we can find like, okay, maybe something happened during childhood that a way for the body to compartmentalize the pain or the trauma that happened when you went through that thing. If you don't acknowledge it, or if somebody doesn't help you process it as a child, then what happens is we can trap it in our body, right? And then subconsciously, this is on a subconscious level, we are not thinking about it on a day-to-day basis, but we're just like, wow, my shoulder always hurts in this one spot and I don't know why. I was never in a car accident, nothing, you know, this isn't a sports injury. I just always have this chronic pain in this one spot. And then later on you realize, like once working with somebody that can maybe help you to discover it, or whether you do the introspection yourself and go through a journey and realize, oh, okay, wow, that's what that pain is. It's from that trauma when I was a kid, when, you know, I was bullied at school, or my mom scolded me when I didn't do anything wrong, or when my dad abused me, or whatever, right? We all have trauma. And so a lot of times what we'll find during journeys is that very thing, is that we're compartmentalizing the pain from childhood. And so these are things that are, they're not positive thoughts only or good vibes only, right? And in the New Age group think they would consider this kind of thing sometimes negative, right? Like, you don't want to dwell on the past. True. I definitely believe we don't want to dwell in the past, or we don't want to obsess over the past, right? Like, I think this is some of the reason why regular talk therapy might not work very well, because that's what happens, is you go into talk therapy and then you talk about your problems over and 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 over again. And that's why you're seeing a therapist for 5, 6, 7 years about the same issue and it's never cleared. You know, I think that's a trap of regular talk therapy. However, on a quantum level, when we talk about energy healing, proper energy healing, it's not about talking about the problem and obsessing over it over and over again. What it is, it's about identifying where it is, acknowledging it, bringing that which is unconscious up to consciousness. And you've probably heard me say this in the past, as bringing that which is in the dark up to the light. And when you do that, many times it is cleared. Now, sometimes, obviously, these things that are troubling us, right, are extremely deep, and it might go back generations, right? So it might take multiple times of awareness, you know, witnessing it in order to clear it. However, it's not like an obsessive thing like you do in talk therapy, where you don't pinpoint like where it's originating from, right? You're only talking about the surface level things. And so I definitely am 100% into energy healing and quantum healing, because I do think that it works. And I think this is one of the key points that's missing when you're in that love and light crew group think, right? Where they won't acknowledge the things that they need to acknowledge because they're afraid it's going to bring them down in their vibration. And what they don't realize is that when you are intentionally ignoring the truth, that brings your vibration down. Because if we're talking about vibration and frequency, I've recommended this book many times, but one of the books that explains this very well is Power Versus Force. I don't agree with everything in it, but I do think that David Hawkins, the author of that book, has a very good chart of vibrations and frequencies that he's, I mean, this is science, like he has done a lot of research mapping these vibrations and these frequencies out, right? And enlightenment, if we're looking at a map like that, right? Enlightenment is one of the higher vibrational frequencies. So you see my mentor, Kay, when I brought her the things I was learning and discovering and being educated on in terms of human trafficking and child trafficking. Now, is this topic a topic that's heavy? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there's much that's been done in the dark, because most of humanity has turned a blind eye to this problem. Even though most of us know that there are so many cases of children that have been kidnapped that we don't ever find them, right? Even though many of us know that there is a serious pedophilia problem in our world, right? You have all these Catholic popes and Catholic preachers and Catholic ministers, I don't know what you call them, that have been caught time and time and time again doing stuff with young children, right? But we don't acknowledge that, like, wait a minute, this problem is more prevalent than we've known, right? We turn a blind eye to it because it's dark and it's heavy. And that is the reason this darkness keeps growing, because we as humanity are choosing what's comfortable and what's positive, in quotes, over what's real. And what we are not realizing, the love and light crew, the new age deception, right, is that they don't realize that when you bring awareness to some of these things that are happening, we are becoming enlightened, right? And enlightenment is one of the highest vibrational frequencies, right? It's right up there next to love. So there's nothing wrong with acknowledging what is, as long as you're not obsessing over the problem, right? As long as we're thinking about what are the solutions we can take. Let's raise awareness. Let's shine some light on this and let's find solutions together, right? Let us receive the solutions that are already out there. If we ignore the problem, the solution never comes around. And so we don't move forward as a society, as a collective, as an individual, right? And I'm talking about this on a macro level, but this is a micro level as well. If we're in a shitty, nasty relationship that is toxic and we want to stay in the positive vibes only and act like a Stepford wife where everything is happy and we ignore what is, right? That problem and that toxicity in that relationship usually only grows. I have never once heard of someone saying, okay, I have a toxic spouse, but as long as I ignore them, they're getting better. Nope. Is that real? Like, have you seen that? Because I haven't. You know, most of the times when you ignore something that's toxic, it grows and it grows and it grows until it slaps you in the face and then you have no choice but to face it. And then at that point, you are going to react versus being proactive, which is usually not in our best interest, right? I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm just saying it might not be in our best interest. So ascension and 5D and increasing your vibrational frequency are all tied to the evolution of consciousness. And the evolution of consciousness happens when we make what is unconscious conscious. We shine the light on all that is dark. We don't obsess over what is dark because anything you obsess over, this is one thing that the New Age has right. When you focus on something, it expands. Okay, this is how energy works, right? So if we focus on only the darkness, then of course it expands, right? But that doesn't mean we don't acknowledge the darkness. As we evolve our consciousness, our vibrational frequency naturally rises and increases. So does our ability to anchor the light within. And as we anchor this light within, we expand our light quotient. And that means we have more of an ability to witness the darkness, right? If you've been listening to the podcast, you know, since the beginning, you've probably heard me talk about the lighthouse example, right? And that is what we are as a divine, eternal human being that is tied to our highest aspect and that is tied to the source of all creation. We are light beings, right? We are on a prison planet right now. And as we are on this prison planet, there are many things that are on this planet that diminish some of our light if we allow it to. Now, if we have awareness of this, then we can negate some of the things being thrown at us and we can really fortify and amplify our light. And so as we do that, we're like these lighthouses. As our light becomes stronger and more powerful and more amplified and more radiant, we can shine the light on all the darkness. So we can look at what is dark, right? We don't have to be scared of it. It's not something negative. It's not going to bring down our vibrational frequency. That's not true. When we shine our light on these things and we bring it up to the light and it dissolves, it obliterates, it is absorbed, okay, into the light. If all humanity does this, there cannot be any darkness out in the world. And I think this is something that many people are forgetting right now, is that we can ignore reality, but as long as we're ignoring reality, we are also not allowing the solutions to come to place, right? We are not allowing the casting out of all that is dark. If we bring awareness to it, that is when all of this stuff starts to really dissolve. Right? And we're getting there. Okay. Please don't get me wrong. I have hope and I see the beautiful awareness that humanity is stepping into because I see it in myself. So I know that it's also out there in the world. And I think that's also why right now, if you're listening to this in 2022, while it looks like the outside world, things are falling apart and things are so terrible and the world is the worst it's ever been, I truly am from the belief that that is because we have more awareness now. I feel like many of the things that we are seeing now have always existed. However, we've always turned a blind eye to it. And now our light quotient has increased so much that we can see things clearly. And the next step is solutions. So I already feel this is organically happening. And the last thing that I just want to mention about the spiritual bypassing is that in the 5D community, in the Ascension community, in the New Age community, whatever you want to talk about the love and light people, right? One of the things that they think happens is that they think that we come into the spiritual awakening and then from there we go only up. Right? They think that we only ascend and that we only, you know, have positive things happen to us and only good things happen to us and nothing bad happens once you're truly spiritually awakened. And if something bad happens to you, that means you've done something terrible that's brought your vibrational frequency down. And so then you've allowed something bad to happen to you, right? This is bullshit. I have to call it like I see it, okay? Witnessing the dark, both within us and external to us, can bring us to another dark night of the soul, okay? Or a dark period, if you want to call it that. Because as we process our emotions from seeing some of the horrific injustices that are prevalent on this planet, and even more difficult than the stuff on the outside is some of the stuff that's our internal shadows that are within us, right? Our own inner demons. As we start to see that kind of stuff, it can bring us back to a point of having like another dark night of the soul, right? It's like an ascent and then a descent, right? You're going up and then you're going down, because as our light quotient grows and we're able to see more darkness, then we got to deal with like some of the emotions that can come up from witnessing that darkness, that whole nother level of darkness, right? So like the darkness that's on a surface level is like you're seeing some of the things of the 3D matrix of you're like, okay, my government, I can't trust them, or you know, the healthcare system doesn't really care about my health. Then as your light quotient increases and you can handle more, then you notice more of the levels of darkness of like, okay, wow, this human trafficking issue is a real thing. Or wow, there's many corporations and businesses out there that are poisoning us mind, body, and soul, right? So as your light quotient increases, the darkness and the depth of the darkness also increases as well. And that has nothing to do with negativity or lowering your vibration. It just has to do with your ability to see, right? One's ability to see this darkness is directly related to the amount of inner work you're doing. And all of this is part of the evolution of consciousness, okay? Our ascension and truly embodying our highest aspect or spirit and a deeper union with the divine and God source, it all has to do with this. This is part of it, you know? So I just want to say that because I feel like it's important, because the New Age community has had people tricked into this love and light only and rainbows and butterflies only. And I think a lot of us that are truly going through this evolution of consciousness, as we see the dark, if we are only bombarded with this New Age group think of, well, you shouldn't be seeing that because it's negative, then we start to think like, okay, what's wrong with me? You know? And the truth is, nothing's wrong with you. You've just not fallen into the 5D trap. And unfortunately, much of the New Age community has fallen into that 5D trap. And by the way, this is not a doom and gloom only, because I fell into that 5D trap for a while where I was like, okay, positive thoughts only, good vibrations only, you know? And I was thinking like, if something bad happened to me, I was like, well, what did I do to deserve this? Many times nothing, right? I'm all for self-responsibility, but sometimes things that are quote unquote bad are there to teach you some type of lesson, right? And that lesson usually helps you in soul growth and soul evolution and evolution of consciousness. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. Good and bad is a duality that's played out in this world, right? In the quantum realm, there is no such thing as good and bad. There just is what it is. And then you can take a lesson and see if there's a lesson that you need to learn from it. And then you move forward, you know, that's it. So we don't have to label things, you know? So I'll end this episode with this. I truly believe that part of the growth that we are all experiencing is going to involve us going through periods where we are on a high, you know, we have gone through or moved through some emotions or processed some things that allows us to come out on the other side. And so when we're on that other side, we're going through this higher period, and we can call that ascension or incension, if you will, right? But it's a spiritual high and we're feeling really great. And then we hit something else that is either a life lesson or something that we might need to witness that's in the dark, or something that we might need to alchemize or bring up to the light or make conscious when it's been unconscious. And when we do that, Sometimes it's fine. We can just do it really quickly and continue on the upward ascension. And sometimes when we do that, it brings us down a little bit, right? Where we go through a dark night of the soul possibly, and we could possibly be questioning like, what is the purpose? Like, why am I here? Why am I going through this? What is the point of being here? Why, like, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, like, I want to go back to sleep. Sometimes some of us have a period of we witness something so like horrific that we're thinking like, I don't even want to be a witness to this. Like, I didn't sign up for this. I know many of us are like, we have like a running joke of like, when we signed up to be here, we didn't read the fine print, right? Well, that's part of this process and that's part of this journey. And so as long as we know that like it's temporary, you know, every period that we go through, whether it's the high, whether it's the dip and the low, it's all temporary, you know, and it's part of this journey. And so the more that we can surrender to the divine in this, right? The divine plan, knowing that, okay, as long as I'm in alignment with the divine, as long as I'm making that my intention, then I'm meant to just go through this without like dwelling too much on it or without trying to control it too much. You know, that is how we move through this period with a little bit of ease, you know, and not allow it to consume us so that we do fall into, you know, a descending timeline, which just because we're going through a descent doesn't mean we're going through a descending timeline. You know, those are two different things. I just want to be very clear. So anyway, I just offer this because I know from a New Age perspective, there's no talk about this. You know, no one tells you or warns you that, listen, ascension, once you go up, there is still a point where you'll have periods where you'll be feeling like you're coming down off that high. We're not spiritual junkies, okay? We're not like dope fiends that are chasing the next high. We are going through an evolution of consciousness, and that comes with highs and lows. And when we surrender to that flow, then it makes navigating this evolution of consciousness much more easier and perhaps with a little bit less suffering. So on that note, thank you so much for going through this journey with us, being here on this planet during this time. And thanks a lot for tuning in to another episode of Renegade Revolution Radio. Until next time, rest, recharge, and recover, Renegades.